new survey shows more than 50% of women in Anchorage have been the victim of some type of sexual violence in their lifetime. The survey was conducted by the Justice Center at the University of Alaska Anchorage and led by the center's director, Dr. Andre Rose. He says in the past year, 8% of women in Anchorage experienced sexual violence.
These numbers, I think, are shockingly high and very depressing statistics. But unfortunately, they're not unexpected. We've known from a variety of data sources that our rates of violence against women were high. But most of that information in the past was based on law enforcement reports, and that only includes offenses that were reported to law enforcement. So what our survey looks at is includes all offenses, those that were reported to law enforcement and those that were not reported. And unfortunately, our statistics confirm the picture of sexual violence in Anchorage, where we have extremely high levels.
And what about statewide? How do the figures in Anchorage compare to other places within the state?
It's difficult to make direct comparisons because we may be talking about different types of assaults, and we may be talking about different types of victims and survivors. But what we can say is that the rates in the municipality of Anchorage are as high as all of the other rates that we've looked at for the statewide numbers.
And how about nationally, especially among other similar-sized cities?
The national results have not been available yet. We are expecting those by the end of the year. Our survey is modeled after the National Intimate Partner and Sexual Violence Survey. And so at some point later this year, we will have estimates for the nation and by state as well. And so we will at that time be able to compare and see how our rates of violence compare to those from other states. But at this point, those data are not yet available.
Now that you have these figures, how do you hope they can help? What's the plan for using this information now?
Well, I think the first part of addressing a very significant problem within our society is to acknowledge that the problem truly exists. And so I hope that these numbers establish a baseline, and I hope that these numbers convince everyone that we truly do have a problem with intimate partner violence and with sexual violence in our community. So hopefully these numbers compel people to act and to do something, to take the courage to address violence within our community.
Dr. Andre Rose is the director of UAA's Justice Center.